about more Memphis, just because we've already played them. Probably things they did well against us last time, and try and clean up a couple things for us, just things we, you know, we can do better. So this is the first time we've had a chance to do any, you know, really have a kind of a meeting. So we looked at some tape for about 10 minutes in the thing, and then just mainly Memphis, and try and clean up a few things.
What's some of the keys for tonight?
Transition. Got 3-point shooters. They really hurt us on the three. They shoot a lot of threes. They shoot them well. They're number three in the league. They beat us on the dribble a lot. We gave up probably more penetration against them than we did against anybody so far. So they, Stoudemire and Lowry, Navarro, Rudy Gay, all four of them beat us repeatedly all night. And some of that set up some of the three-point shots. You know, Mike Miller got 10 threes and got 10 attempts, made six. So I'd say, and the last one was offensive rebounds. They killed us on the offensive board. So it was 3-point shots, penetration, and offensive boards were probably the big three.
Sounds like you're going to be without Kurt and Robert again tonight.
Robert, for sure. I don't know about Kurt. I didn't talk to Kurt or Mike yet. Robert is not playing. And I'm not sure about Kurt.
Again, inside is going to be a key then for your big guys to help shut down the penetration.
Yeah, but I mean,
and rebound.
Yeah, but it's less the big guy. I mean, the smalls got beat. It wasn't the bigs. It was the smalls did a poor job guarding the ball last game, and they were playing big. They had Darko in. I don't know if Darko's going to play tonight. If Darko doesn't play, which is what happened against Dallas, they play small. So, you know, we'll be more small than normal. If Darko plays, then, you know, Kurt playing or not playing is probably a bigger factor. If Darko doesn't play, we'll be pretty small anyhow. I think our wings, I think it's more on our smalls. Our smalls have got a rebound. It wasn't just their big that was big punishing us on the boards. Their smalls got a lot of offensive rebounds. So, to me, it's more on our smalls tonight. They have to guard the ball better. They got to guard the three-point shot better. And they have to give us defensive rebounds. We need like 15 or 20 defensive rebounds out of 1, 2, and 3.
You take away the second half of the Charlotte game. How do you feel about the play at point guard? Do you feel like Watson and Dante have picked it up the last few games as far as running the offense and getting you guys into situations and plays that you like?
Yeah, I think it's been decent. I don't focus a real lot on how a position is playing or whatever. I mean, I think we've been okay. I mean, I think that, you know, I think they've done a decent job, but I don't think they were markedly different in the second half than they were in the first. We played lousy defense in the third and fourth quarter, and we didn't stop them in transition. We didn't get out to the three-point shooters. I mean, you know, two of Jason's baskets were basically inexcusable. I mean, he made a really tough shot, the second three-pointer. But two of the other ones, it's like we didn't know who he was. He's in the middle of a 14-point streak, and he gets a wide-open shot. I mean, that was us. Offensively, same old, we were taking the ball out of bounds so much, we gave up almost 40 points. So it's like, I don't think the half-court execution was great, but part of the problem was when you're taking the ball out of bounds 20 times. You know, you're playing against set defense every time. I thought those guys have been, I think they've been doing a decent job in general.
Did you need to bring someone in? I mean, that open roster spot in case Robert's out for a long period of time.